If God is in control, why do we have to pray for anything? That's the first part of the question. I'll let you answer that, and then I'll give you the second part.
It may seem funny, but it's because he commands it. We pray because he commands us to pray. He is in control, but he also wants us to act responsibly. He made us creatures with an intellect, with emotions, with a will, and he wants us to use all those things. And the fact is, prayer is for our good. Not so much that we get what we want, but we learn to trust God for what he wants to do in our lives. And prayer is a way of saying, I'm surrendered to God, and I will bring these things to God. I also believe that God is able to do far more than I ask or imagine, so I'm going to bring my request to him. Why do we pray? Because God commands us to pray. Why do we witness if their salvation is ultimately of God? Because God commands us to witness. He ordains the means to the end. And prayer is a part of the end. So if you've got somebody that you know is not saved, you can't say, well, God's going to save them whether or not. No. The means of a person being saved is the fact they've been prayed for, they've been exposed to the gospel, they've been around Christians. And that's for our obligation is to pray for them, to expose them to the gospel, to try to get Christians around those people. That's the means, and the means are a part of the end purpose. God ordains the end purpose, but he ordains the means, and he tells us what the means are. So that's why if your great auntie is still not a Christian, you just keep praying every day, because God ordains the means. Okay?
And the second part was, I think it's why pray for his will to occur. Jesus told us. So I think that what they're getting at there is we're calling the Lord's Prayer, may your will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven. Because again, it's one of the means that God has for his purposes being done. He wants us to line up with his purposes. Prayer, the word of God, submission to him is all a part of that. We are most free when we are most subject to God through Jesus Christ. And our problem is we still think, I'm most free when I make all my decisions, do what I want to do. That is utter foolishness. We are most enslaved when we do that. When we learn to surrender our will to him and our mind to him and our thoughts to him, our life to him, that's where we really find freedom.